report of Transparent International is their report. That is a report which is prepared by individuals. It's not substantiated. It is individual opinions which are just compiled, and they are said to be a report of an organization. It's mere opinions expressed by people. They don't substantiate them. They come and conduct researches without even the involvement of the person concerned, or they don't even submit a report to that person so that he can respond to it. I really doubt the credibility of the report.
It's usually based on the perceptions of the public about how corrupt the public sector is in a particular country. They speak to certain individuals, and based on the public trust in government and leaders in the country, they submit this report.
Well, yes, they talk to individuals in those countries. Those individuals, what is the criteria for their selection? Out of, say, 100, if you can interview 10, these 10 may be people who have their own intentions, their own opinion, and as such, they are ready to say whatever. The other 90 which you left out may be the people who, if you were to talk to them, they would have reversed the whole thing. So, this issue of random selection does not at times send a clear message about whatever is written there.
So if we put this report aside for a bit, observers say signs of corruption in South Sudan are all around, like poor schools, inhibited economic growth, poor service delivery and all of that.
But they may not necessarily be because of corruption. It could be because of inexperience. It could be for any other reason. It may be because of misplacement of funds, and spending the funds on other issues other than concentrating on other issues and so forth. That is one. Number two, the question of priorities is not the decision of everybody. It is not anybody in the international community that must come and determine the priorities of X or Y. It is X or Y who determines what are his or her priorities. So the fact that there is a poor educational system, there are no proper health services, does not necessarily mean corruption.
You talked about the priority of the country. What do you say the priority of the country of South Sudan?
The priorities of the country are in our program, our program, and they are very clear. We have clearly stated them. Except that we have been interrupted by war. Now those are priorities. Now is how do you bring peace to South Sudan, not anything else. Because if you begin to talk of schools which were just destroyed by the rebels, then what do? The best thing is to bring peace, and whatever you find, you spend it on peace, and after that, then you begin to talk of other issues.
But don't you see it a problem that there is little public trust in government and leaders in South Sudan?
There is absolute trust in the people, in the leadership, the government of South Sudan. This is why the government is continuing. How did you conclude that? If you say there is little trust, which means that the government is not enjoying any trust, this is absolutely rubbish.
It says here in the report, countries at the bottom of the list, like South Sudan, need to adopt radical anti-corruption measures in favor of their people. So what is the government of South Sudan doing?
In case of any corruption, we will address it when we have reached peace. Now, you cannot just talk to us on other issues. Meanwhile, we have our own priorities. Our priority at present is peace.